下午，按照我们教会的规矩，是这一季的圣餐礼。
This afternoon, according to the arrangement of the church, is our Holy Communion.
我们领圣餐之前，以与主同钉十字架，跟大家一起来勉励。
And before we crucify with the Lord as mutual encouragement.
我们看加拉太书第二章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 2.
20节。
Verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
保罗在这里告诉其他人，他信了主之后有什么不一样。
Here Paul tells us what is different after he has believed in Jesus.
不是每一个人生出来就信主。
Not everyone believe in the Lord Jesus when they are born.
我们在座有很多是从小就信耶稣。
Among us, we have a lot of people who were baptized when we were young.
可以说在没有自己的选择之下，父母就把我们带到教会里面。
We can say that without our own personal choice, we were brought to the church.
从小在恩典当中长大。
We grow up under the grace.
但是保罗却是不一样。
However, it was different for Paul.
他以前没有信耶稣。
In the past, he did not believe in the Lord Jesus.
相反呢，他还是逼迫基督徒。
On the contrary, he was the one who was persecuting Christians.
他觉得你们这些基督徒很奇怪。
And he felt that the Christians were strange.
明明是好好的有犹太教，有摩西的律法不去守。
That why don't you just keep the laws of Moses and to believe in Judaism?
为什么要传一个耶稣？
Why do you have to preach another person Jesus?
他不是很懂。
He could not understand.
所以他就反对。
So he opposed the idea of worshiping Jesus.
他还逼迫基督徒。
He even persecuted the Christians.
他以为基督教、基督徒在传一些不好的道理。
Because he thought that these Christians were preaching heresies.
所以他很反对。
So he was against it.
但直到有一天，
Until one day,
神拣选他。
God chose him.
在路上给他用大光照瞎了他的眼睛。
On his way to God shone a great light on him.
有声音跟他讲。
And a voice said to him,
扫罗，扫罗。
Saul, Saul.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
扫罗不知道这个声音是谁。
At that time, Paul did not know whose voice it was.
谁跟我讲话呢？
Who was speaking to me?
这个声音就跟他讲。
And the voice spoke to him.
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
从那天开始之后，
And starting from that day onward,
扫罗就是叫保罗就开始认识耶稣。
Saul, who was also called Paul, he came to know the Lord Jesus.
他开始了解到原来这个耶稣在保罗他认识他之前，这个耶稣就已经爱他了。
He started to understand that even before he knew Jesus, Jesus already loved him.
我们在座弟兄姐妹都有家庭。
Every one of us, we have our own family.
也有我们所爱的人。
We also have the ones whom we love.
但是你问一问，到底你的人生当中，在你还没有认识他之前，他就开始爱你的有谁？
But you can ask this question, who already loved you before you love them?
通常呢，是我们要先认识一个人，才会去爱这个人。
Usually, we have to know somebody first, before we can love the person.
还有你爱一个人呢，有你的条件。
Or in order for you to love someone, there must be a condition.
譬如说，这个人长得很可爱。
For example, this person looks very adorable.
你一看到他就喜欢他。
So when you look at him or her, you like him.
哇，是他很英俊。
Maybe he is very handsome.
他很聪明。
Maybe he is very smart.
所以一定有你喜欢他的理由。
There must be a reason why you like him.
但是只有一个人在他这里还没有认识他之前，他就爱你了。
But there's only one person who loved you even before you knew him.
全世界只有一种人，就是你的父母才会对你这样。
There's only one type of people in this world, that is your parents.
你不认识你父母的时候，你父母就爱你了。
Even before you really knew your parent, your parent already loved you.
你还没有会叫爸爸，还没有会叫妈妈的时候，爸爸妈妈就已经爱你了。
Even before you know how to call mom and dad, they already loved you.
就说你没有长得很可爱。
Even if you are not very adorable,
你的父母还是全世界最爱你的人。
Your parents will be the person who love you the most in this world.
生出来有一些缺陷，有一些病，有一些不完全。
Even though you may be born with some imperfections,
但是你父母还是爱你。
But your parents still love you.
我以前认识一个姐妹。
I knew a sister before.
她有一个儿子。
She had a sister. She had a daughter. She had a son.
她也只有这个儿子。
And it was her only son.
这个儿子生出来是唐氏综合症。
And the son was born with autism. No, sorry, with
Down syndrome.
Down syndrome.
就是所谓的蒙古症。
He was born with Down syndrome.
几十年前的台湾。
This was back a few decades ago in Taiwan.
这个孩子生出来之后。
And after the child was born,
这个护士就跟他讲,
the nurse said to her,
不要给他喂奶了,
don't feed him.
意思就是说, 让他自己饿死,
trying to hint to her that just let him starve and die.
觉得这种孩子活在世上没有什么用。
Because they feel that this kind of people, to allow them to continue to live, there's no meaning.
但是他也,那个护士也不敢叫他说你给他捏死。把他掐死算了。
But the nurse did not dare to suggest to just choke him to death.
就跟那个妈妈说，你就不要喂他奶就好了。
So she suggested to the mother that you don't have to feed him.
但是这个妈妈不以为然。
But the mother did not think so.
她说这个是我的孩子。
She thought that this is my son.
就算你们觉得他不完全。
Even though you feel that he is not perfect.
他还是我的孩子。
But he is still my son.
我一定要把他养大。
I will feed him. I will support him.
后来就是因为妈妈的爱,
and because of the love of the mother,
这个孩子就被养大。
The child grew up.
在别人眼中，他是一个有缺陷的孩子。
In other people's eyes, he may be one who is imperfect.
在他妈妈眼中，他是最宝贵的孩子。
But in his mother's eyes, he is the most precious.
你可能问他，他长得不可爱，为什么你爱他？
People may ask, he is not cute. Why do you love him?
他会回答，因为他是我的孩子。
She will answer you that because he is my son.
这个就是神给人的母爱、父爱。
And this is a parental love that has been given by God.
为什么人有这种母爱、父爱、这种无条件的爱会给我们下一代呢？
So why do human beings have this kind of parental love towards the next generation?
因为圣经说爱是从神来的。
Because the Bible describes that love comes from God.
如果没有神，
without God,
我们这种无条件的爱就不会这样的拿出来。
We would not be able to offer this kind of unconditional love.
跟动物界啊，虽然动物的父母也会照顾他的下一代，但是跟我们的这不一样。
If you look at the animals, even though a lot of the parents in the animal world, they also take care of their next generation, but it is different from us.
动物世界啊，那个小动物长大一点，他就给他踢出去了，就不理他了。
Because in the animal world, often we see that when the younger animals grow up, their parents would not take care of them anymore.
只有人类一辈子都会无怨无悔的为自己的儿女付出。
However, only human beings, they would sacrifice and they would be willing to take care of their children no matter what.
那为什么会这样呢？
And why is this?
那我们心里有一个爱。
Because we have love.
而且这个爱呢是从神来的。
But this love comes from God.
因为神本来就是我们的爸爸妈妈。
Because God is our parent.
圣经说第一个人叫亚当。
The Bible records that the first person, his name was Adam.
那第一个人怎么来的呢？
And where did he come from?
就是神造他出来的。
He was created by God.
神看他就是看儿子一样。
When God saw him, it was as if God saw his own son.
本来神跟人很亲近。
Originally, God was very close to human beings.
把他放在乐园里面。
So he put them in paradise.
每天跟他讲话。
And he spoke to them.
但是人不听话。
But men did not listen to God.
犯罪离弃神。
They sinned against God.
好像一个反叛的儿子。
Just like a rebellious son.
不认父亲。
He did not know his father.
犯罪得罪神。
He sinned against God.
就被赶出伊甸乐园。
So he was casted out of the Garden of Eden.
但是神这个爸爸很伤心。
But God, being the father, was very sad.
也很忧心。
He was also very worried.
那我的儿子在外面受苦了。
That my son is outside suffering.
他就被罪捆绑。
He is being bounded by sin.
没有自由。
He is not free.
将来还要被审判。
In the future, he will be judged.
还要下地狱。
He will go to hell.
怎么办？
What should I do?
只有一个办法。
There's only one way.
就是神亲自成为人的样子。
That God himself became flesh, became like man.
就是主耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
他要亲自替我们这些不配的人来受苦。
He came into this world to suffer for us.
亲自要被钉在这个十字架上面。
That he has to be crucified on the cross.
没有人愿意替别人受苦。
No one else is willing to suffer for another person.
你今天拿了张交通罚单。
That today, when you get a traffic ticket,
谁会帮你付呢？
Who would be willing to pay for you?
没有别人愿意帮你付啊。
People would not want to pay for you.
你自己要为自己的负责。
That you had to be responsible, to be accountable for your own actions.
你今天生病。
When you are sick.
谁会想替你生病呢？
Who would want to be sick for your sick?
没有人会想替你生病。
Nobody would want to be sick for your sick.
别人只是觉得你很可怜，但是你很可怜是你家的事。
People would just sympathize with you, but it is your own sickness.
没有人愿意替你受这个苦的。
People would not want to take up your suffering for you.
只有父母会想你，会替你受苦。
Perhaps only your parents would want to suffer for you.
所以神想替我们接受这个刑罚。
Therefore, God wants to suffer for our sake.
为了要拯救我们的灵魂。
In order to save our soul.
让我们有永生。
So that we can have eternal life.
就是那么简单。
It is that simple.
但是这个就是最大的爱。
But this is the greatest love.
所以保罗以前不了解这个属灵的真理。
So Paul, before he did not understand this spiritual truth.
他不相信基督。
He did not believe in Christ.
他会逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted Christians.
但是有一天主耶稣给他显现。
But one day, the Lord Jesus appeared to him.
让他看到光啊。
And let, allow him to see the light.
跟他讲话之后。
And spoke to him.
他开始体会到神。
And then Paul started to experience God.
体会到主耶稣基督。
To experience the Lord Jesus.
所以他就写出刚刚我们所念的这番话。
So he wrote what we just read.
他了解主耶稣很爱他，所以才为他钉十字架。
He understood that the Lord Jesus crucified for him because the Lord Jesus truly loved him.
有人问，是什么东西把耶稣钉在固定在十字架上面，他不下来呢？
Some people may ask, what is the one thing that fixed the Lord Jesus on the cross?
有人在叫耶稣说，你是神的儿子，为什么你不把我下来？
Some people cried out from under the cross that since you are the Son of God, why don't you come down from the cross?
因为只有三根铁钉把耶稣钉在上面。
Because there were only three nails, putting Jesus on the cross.
主耶稣随时可以下来了。
Jesus could come down at any moment.
但是为什么主耶稣没有下来？
But why did Jesus choose not to do so?
因为爱把他留在上面。
Because of love, he stayed on the cross.
如果他从十字架下来，他不受苦了，我们呢就没有救恩了。
If he decided to come down from the cross and end his suffering, then we would not be saved.
所以保罗发觉这个真理之后
，So after Paul had come to realize this truth,
他的想法完全改变了。
His thinking completely changed.
他发觉原来有人那么爱我。
He realized that somebody loved me so much.
而主耶稣爱他胜过他的父母。
And the Lord Jesus loved him more than his own parents.
因为那父母只能够爱我们的身体。
Because our own parents only love what is happening in our body.
但是父母爱不到我们的灵魂。
But our parents cannot love our soul.
父母只爱我们的今生。
Our parents can only show their love to our current life.
但是父母爱不到我们永生。
But our parents cannot give us eternal life.
父母可以给我们物质的需要。
Our parents can provide for our physical need.
但是给不到我们属灵的满足。
But he cannot fulfill our spiritual need.
我们的父母只是肉身的父母。
Our parents are only biological parents.
而神呢，是我们灵魂的归宿，灵魂的父母。
However, God is our spiritual parent.
所以他发展这个真理之后。
So after he realized this.
他觉得十字架在他一生当中是最重要的。
He understood that cross became the most important thing in his life.
所以二十节说他要与基督同钉十架。
So verse 20 says that I have been crucified with Christ.
那现在活着的我不再是我的。
And it is no longer I who live.
每一个人活着都有一个动力，你才会活着。
There is usually a motivation behind a person's life.
有一些人活着呢是为钱活。
Some people may live for money.
活着就是要赚钱。
They live to earn money.
再累还是要上班。
Doesn't matter how tired they are, they want to work and make money.
什么时候不上班？
And when do they stop working?
病了死了才不用上班。
When they are sick or when they die.
所以他一辈子就为了工作而活。
So their whole life is to live for their work.
有一些人是为了别人而活。
Some people may live for other people.
为照顾家人。
They live to take care of their family.
有一些人是为了理想，自己的理想而活。
Some people live for their own ideals.
但是保罗他现在为什么而活呢？
But why did Paul choose to live?
现在开始啊，为主耶稣而活。
He lived for Christ.
因为他觉得主耶稣很爱他。
Because he realized that Christ truly loved him.
啊，有一个弟兄呢。
There was a brother.
有一次在这个 gardening 的时候啊，不小心什么刀子、铲子啊，切到手。
While he was doing some gardening work, he accidentally cut himself.
一直流血。
And he was bleed. His finger was bleeding.
很疼痛。
It was it hurt him very much.
马上送到医院。
So he went to the hospital.
医生给他把那个烂的皮啊、肉啊刮掉。
So the doctors treated his wound.
啊，然后给他缝针。
And put some stitches on his finger.
因为他给他包起来。
And also put the bandages on him.
因为他里面发炎。
Because it was
infection.
There was suffering from infection.
处理好了。
His wound was being taken care of.
再回到家里。
And then he came home.
但是还是会痛。
But he was still hurting.
痛了一整个礼拜才慢慢好。
The pain lasted for the whole week.
这个礼拜的时候他就开始想。
And during that week,
我现在只是一只手指被切到。
That I only hurt one finger.
哇，我就那么痛了。
And it hurt so much.
我还有止痛药。
And I also have painkillers to deal with.
我还有消炎药。
I have antibiotics.
又有缝针。
I also have stitches.
我都已经那么不舒服了。
But I feel so uncomfortable.
他突然间想到主耶稣基督。
Then he thought about the Lord Jesus.
为我们的罪。
The Lord Jesus for our sins.
被鞭打。
He was flogged.
整个被烂掉。
His back was being beaten.
那么罗马兵丁拥有钩子的鞭子来拉主耶稣的背。
Because the Roman soldiers use a whip that has hooked to flog the Lord Jesus.
每打一下要抽起来，那这个背就裂开。
And each time they beat the Lord Jesus, they would pull the whip and the back would be pulled open.
打完之后整个背就烂掉。
So after the beating, the whole back was in bad, very bad shape.
主耶稣要戴荆棘的冠冕。
He was also wearing a crown of thorns.
罗马兵丁要笑他说：“你要当王啊，就给你当。”
Because the Roman soldiers were trying to mock him, so they put this crown of thorns on his head.
用了一个很尖的荆棘把它勾起来，拼了一个圆圈压在他头上。
That they used a thorn made it into a crown and press it on the Lord Jesus' head.
最后呢，还把荣耀的主耶稣钉在十字架上面。
At the end, they crucified the Lord Jesus on the cross.
三根大铁钉
，three big nails.
把一个人活活的挂在木头上面。
He was being crucified, nailed to the cross, alive.
让他一直流血。
And he was bleeding to death.
让他一直受苦。
He was suffering in constant pain.
直到他断气。
Until the moment he gave up his last breath.
这个弟兄就想。
So the brother was thinking.
我一只手指都那么痛。
I'm in so much pain just because of one finger.
主耶稣为我受的苦啊，比这个一只手指多太多了。
But the suffering the Lord Jesus went through, how many more times was it compared to my suffering?
他以前都没有这样想。
He never thought about this before.
但是他一这样想，他就感觉到神的爱。
So when he thought about this, he felt the love of God.
心里就很感动。
He was very touched in his heart.
觉得从此之后要爱主多一点。
He felt that from now on, I must love the Lord more.
所以保罗说，他以前是为自己活的。
So Paul said that before I live for myself.
但是现在认识主之后。
But now after I come to know the Lord Jesus.
真正了解十字架之后。
After I know the truth of the cross.
他就要为主而活。
I must live for Christ.
并且啊，如今呢，我在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活。
That I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
有两种活。
There are two kinds of life today.
第一就是肉体的活。
Today, first kind is our physical life.
今天很多人都是活着的。
Today, many people are alive.
但是他们肉身活着，灵魂是死的。
But physically, even though they are alive, spiritually they are dead.
什么叫死？
What does it mean to be dead?
死就是没有生命，跟生命断绝了。
Death means that you are cut off from the source of life.
很多人心是跳的，但是他们跟神的生命是没有关联的。
A lot of people, even though their hearts are pumping, but their spiritually, they are cut off from God.
不认识神。
Because they do not know God.
好像一朵花。
Just like a flower.
你看它很漂亮。
It is very beautiful.
但是它是死的。
But it is not alive.
因为它不是连在泥土里面。
Because it is not connected to the soil.
它漂亮一个礼拜，它就枯干了。
It can be very beautiful for a week, then it will wither.
如果一个人不认识神,
if a person does not know God,
就好像砍下来的树枝跟花朵,
just like a tree branch or a flower that has been cut off from the branch.
保罗说, 如果你认识神,
However, Paul said that if you know God,
相信神的儿子以主耶稣基督,
if you believe in Lord Jesus, the Son of God,
他 他的宝血洗净你的罪。
His precious blood has washed away your sins.
你就因着信，你就活过来了。
And because of, and then by faith you can you are alive.
你的灵魂就活了。
Your soul is living.
所以保罗说，我是信耶稣而死的，神的儿子而活的。
So Paul say that I believe, I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
他是爱我。
Who loved me
为我舍己
and gave himself for me.
这个世界没有人会爱你比主耶稣爱你更多。
In this world, no one loves you more than the Lord Jesus.
但是我们有时候想想我们怎么样回报主的爱。
But sometimes we need to think about how do we repay God's love.
如果我们真正的了解主的爱
If we truly understand the love of God,
我们会很感动。
We will be truly touched.
所以为什么要领圣餐
So why do we need to partake the Holy Communion?
圣餐就是要提醒我们
The Holy Communion reminds us
主爱我们有多少
How much the Lord loves us、
啊、我上个礼拜去了美国一趟
Last week I was in the United States、
啊、今天早上才回来
I、came back this morning、
啊、那我那边也碰到美国那边的传道同工
And、on my trip I also met up with、the co-workers from the United States、啊、
听他讲美国教会的一些见证
And I listened to him testifying to me some of the testimonies that happened in the US
美国的东部有一间教会叫皇后教会就是纽约的教会
On the East Coast there's a church in Queens
这些教会很爱主
And the members in this church they truly love the Lord
这间教会大概有300人
There are about 300 members in this church
他们中间呢大部分都是上班族
And among them most people are workingClass.
没有什么大生意人啊，有钱人啊。
They did not have a lot of business people or people who are very wealthy.
他们有从台湾来的，少数从台湾来的信徒。
There were a few who came from Taiwan.
也有东南亚的。
A few came from Southeast Asia.
也有很多很多从中国来的弟兄姐妹。
Majority of them came from mainland China.
那这个教会啊，他们的会堂是小小的。
And this church, they had a very small chapel.
他们的会堂啊，只有我们这个会堂的差不多一半、
they're,
多一点点而已
The size of the chapel is probably just half the size of our chapel、
如果他们全部都来教会就挤爆
So if all of them all of the members came to church then it would be very crowded、
教会呢那个区啊叫皇后区教会一个停车位都没有
And the church was located in the city of Queens and、they did not have any parking spot、
但是这个教会这个老会堂也用了二十几年了
But, and it was an old chapel. They have been there for more than 20 years.
其实也很需要一个新的会堂。
And they truly need a new chapel.
然后呢，他们其实早就为这个事情准备。
And actually, they started to prepare for this some time ago.
他们在两个不同的区有在安息日聚会。
That in two different areas, they started to have Sabbath services.
一个是叫法拉盛 Flushing.
One area was in the Flushing.
另外一个叫 Brooklyn 布鲁克林
and another place was Brooklyn
平常是分开聚会的
usually they will have services in these separate areas
灵恩会的才挤在一起
and only during spiritual convocation they would gather together
回来了那聚会就挤爆了不可谓之
but when everyone came to the church it would be very crowded
但是弟兄姐妹为了要建堂很爱主
but in order to have a second chapel They truly love the Lord.
一直为这个事祷告。
They continue to pray for the expansion of the church.
结果神啊，给他们遇到一个很好的机会。
So God gave in a very good opportunity.
这是在法拉盛这个华人很集中的区，很好的区，有一栋很大的房子要卖。
That in the Flushing area, this area has a lot of Chinese populations and it's a very popular area and there was a big house for sale
这个是可以用来做崇拜用的
and this house just so happened that it could also be used as a place of worship
这个房子很破但是区非常好
the house was in very bad shape but it was a very good area
要卖140万
and the house was for sale was up for sale for $1.4 million
基本就是买那块地而已了
basically you are just buying the land
但是那个时候他们只有40万
But at that time, they only had $400,000.
还差100万。
So they were short $1 million.
中间也没有什么大有钱人。
And among them, they did not have very wealthy people.
就是一个一个盘子洗的，或者是一件件衣服洗的，或者是上班的，这样子赚回来。
Most of the membership consists of people who were working or people who worked in restaurants.
但是大家很爱主。
But they loved the Lord very much.
为这个事情迫切祷告。
They pray for this matter fervently.
负责人也很有信心。
And the board members also had faith.
这种地方啊，太难得了。
Because this is a very good opportunity.
没有空等啊。
We cannot wait.
先下了 offer.
So they put down an offer.
然后回再回来开信徒大会。
They put a conditional offer, and then they came to back to the church and have an AGM.
信徒非常同心。
So, the believers they were very united.
看到那么大的那么好的一个会堂。
They saw such a good opportunity.
全部通过，一票都没有弃权，一票都没有反对。
So they unanimously passed the resolution to purchase the chapel.
因为他们很爱主。
Because they truly love the Lord.
他们很想要教会发展。
They really want the church to expand.
那100万怎么办呢？
So what did they do? What can they do with this $1 million?
一开始他们想说可能要向银行借。
Originally, they thought to themselves that perhaps we need to take out a loan.
或者是向其他弟兄姐妹借，或者其他教会借。
Or we may need to borrow money from other brothers and sisters or other churches.
神感动弟兄姐妹奉献。
Miraculously, God moved the brothers and sisters to start to give offerings.
有一些穷的、低收入的，但是他们都为了这个事情啊，连那些他们的自己的需要的或是存起来的都拿到教会。
Even though some of the brothers and sisters were not very wealthy or were not very well off, but they were willing to offer to God.
哇，有一个姐妹她是做财，这是当教会的财务。
And one sister was the financial affair of the church.
她很担心啊，她买了教会之后，签了约之后都睡不着觉。
She was very worried after they signed the contract. She could not sleep for a few days.
两个月筹100万怎么筹呢？
Because where are we going to find $1 million in 2 months?
压力很大。
She was under great stress.
神的恩典更大。
But God's grace was even greater.
每次有钱进来，有钱进来，一直奉献。
That day by day they receive offerings from believers.
都是本地的比较多。
These offerings all came from local believers.
这个两个月之内筹到100万。
So in 2 months they were able to accumulate $1 million.
差不多可以成交了。
So they were able to close the deal.
以后就可以多一间教会了。
And they were able to have one more chapel.
现在钱那么难赚，为什么弟兄姐妹愿意这样奉献？
It is so hard to make a living, but why were the brothers and sisters so willing to offer?
这耶稣教会的奉献都不强迫的。
That in true Jesus Church, we never force our believers to give offerings.
其他的教会也不一样。
In other churches, you may find it differently.
那个奉献袋一直传了，你不放啊，不好意思。
When you go to other Christian denominations, maybe they would pass around this offering bag so that you would be embarrassed not to put money in the bag.
这是真耶稣教会的，是完全不强迫。
But in true Jesus Church, we never force our members to offer.
那为什么弟兄姐妹会这样做？
But why would our brothers and sisters be willing to offer?
奉献钱。
Offer money,
奉献时间,
offer time,
奉献他的体力,
offer their strength,
因为他们被主的爱感动,
because they have been moved, touched by the love of God.
为什么一个人会爱父母?
Just like how a person, why would a person love his parents?
当你被父母的爱感动了,
when you are touched by the love of your parents,
你自己当了父母了,
when you are parents yourself,
你就会更孝顺父母,
then you will feel the need to honor your parents.
所以圣餐也是要我们提醒我们主的爱。
So Holy Communion is to remind us of the love of God.
要让我们更发热心爱主。
So that we can be more fervent, be more zealous to love God.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。二十四节。
24.
祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”二十五节。
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”二十六节。
26.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。这里告诉我们圣餐礼的意义。
Here tells us the significance of Holy Communion.
第一，纪念主的死。
First, to remember the Lord's death.
不要忘记。
We should not forget.
有时候我们软弱的时候，想起主为我们死。
When we are weak, we need to think about how the Lord died for us.
遇到试探的时候，想起主为我们死。
When we are in temptation, we need to think about how the Lord died for us.
心里有疑惑的时候，想起主为我们死。
When you have doubt in your heart, think about the Lord's death.
圣经很多道理很深，没有错。
It is true that many teachings in the Bible are very deep.
人生很多事情我们也搞不懂，也没有错。
It is true that there are many things we may not understand in life.
有时候遇到一些考验，我们不知道为什么我们要受这种苦，也没有错。
Sometimes when we go through trials and tests, we may not understand why we are going through these sufferings.
但是只有一样我们不要忘记的就可以了。
But there's only one thing we must not forget.
就是主爱我们。
That the Lord Jesus loves us.
爱到可以为我们死。
He loved us to the point that he died for us.
所以我们要为主而活。
So we need to live for Christ.
那我们要怎么样领圣餐呢？
And how do we partake the Holy Communion?
27节。
Verse 27.
所以无论何人不按你赐主的饼喝主的杯，就是干饭主的身主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
这里说按理来领受。
Here it says we have to partake it in a worthy manner.
按理就是你配不配的意思。
Meaning that to think about whether you are worthy.
什么叫配不配？
What does it mean to be worthy?
恩典那么大。
Such great grace.
你对主的态度有没有配得上呢？
But your attitude towards the Lord Jesus, is it worthy?
如果恩典那么大，我们没有很看重。
If we do not put, we do not emphasize on this great grace,
很轻视它。
We look down on the grace.
随随便便的领。
We partake in a very casual manner.
那这不配了。
Then we are unworthy.
就好像人家大排筵席。
Just like when there's a big banquet.
好了，我们穿着牛仔裤或者短裤拖鞋去喝筵席。
But we go to this banquet in jeans or in slippers.
那这不配了。
It is an unworthy manner.
人家那么有诚意。
Because people invite you to this banquet with such sincerity.
我们自己也有诚意。
We also must be sincere.
就主的圣餐给我们吃喝。
So the Lord's communion is before us.
我们要拿出最大的诚意，最大的感恩来领这个圣餐。
We must come with a sincere heart. We must be worthy to partake the communion.
28节。
Verse 28.
人家也应该自己省察，然后再吃这个饼和这个杯。
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
为什么要省察呢？
Why do we need to examine ourselves?
因为这个饼、这个杯啊，注谢过之后，就变成主耶稣的血、主耶稣的肉了。
Because the bread and the cup, after we give thanks, they become the flesh and body of Christ.
因为圣灵运行，这个是个奥秘。
And this is a mystery because of the working of the Holy Spirit.
注谢过之后，就灵化成为主的肉、主的血。
After giving thanks, the bread and the cup spiritually transform into the flesh and blood of Jesus.
主耶稣的身体是无罪的。
And the body of Jesus is without any sin.
所以我们也要无罪才能够配得领主的肉、
主的身体。So we also have no sin in order to be worthy and partake the Holy Communion.
所以第一要先接受洗礼，把我们的罪洗去，我们才可以领。
So first, we must have already been baptized and have our sins removed.
如果还没有接受真耶稣教会的洗礼的朋友们，那我们请你暂时等待，等你接受了洗礼了，才一起来领圣餐。
So we ask all the friends among us who have yet to be baptized to please refrain from partaking the Holy Communion. Only wait until you have been baptized, then you can partake.
第二呢，如果我们信徒有犯了罪，
Secondly, if any of our believers have sinned,
要省察自己。
We have to examine ourselves.
究竟有没有什么软弱，对不起主的呢？
Do we have any weaknesses that we are unworthy to receive?
等一下注谢祷告，赶快悔改。
So after we take the bread, we have to pray and to repent.
那主耶稣赦免我们，心里平安了，我们就可以领。
If we feel that the Lord Jesus has forgiven us and we have peace in our heart, then we can partake it.
如果犯了致死的罪的，那我们就不要领了。
And if you have committed any sins that may lead you to death, then please refrain from partaking in it.
那么，如果我们31节说，如果我们先分辨自己，就不至于被审判了。
Verse 31, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged.
圣餐也是神给我们的恩典。
The Holy Communion is a grace given to us by God.
那我们现在要来祝谢这个饼。
Now we're going to give thanks for the bread. This is a piece of bread made from flours without any other ingredients.
我们现在同心一起跪下 来祝谢。
Now let's all kneel down to give thanks.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
慈爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Our dear Jesus, we thank you.
你的恩典浩大。
Your grace is enormous.
怜悯我们罪人。
You have mercy on us sinners.
亲自成为肉身。
You became flesh.
来到世上。
Came into this world.
了解我们的苦难。
You understood our sufferings.
代替我们的软弱。
And you took up our weaknesses.
医治我们的疾病。
You have healed our sicknesses.
最后还为我们钉十字架。
And you, at the end, you were crucified on the cross for us.
为我们献上你的身体。
You offer your body for us.
你的身体被打破。
Your body was broken.
为我们献上。
Offered up for us.
主啊，你的爱何等浩大。
Lord, your love is truly great.
只是我们很软弱。
But we are very weak.
常常在信仰上面无力。
Often in our faith, we feel we don't have strength.
世界的生活让我们会忘记你。
Our life in this world, sometimes we forget about you.
求你借着这个圣餐。
Lord, please help us through this Holy Communion.
让我们再想起你的爱。
That we can be reminded of your love.
也让圣灵运行在我们中间。
We also ask your Holy Spirit to move among us.
让这个饼灵化成为你的肉。
And turn this bread spiritually into your body.
让我们吃了之后有你的生命在我们里面。
So that after we have partaken, we can have life in you.
让我们在末日可以复活。
That in the last day we can resurrect.
让我们多伦多教会弟兄姐妹工人们同心合一。
Lord, please help us.All the brothers and sisters and workers in the Toronto Church, we can be united.
有一体的精神。
We can have the spirit of one body.
像这个饼一样。
Just like this bread.
也把我们中间的罪还有软弱除去。
Please also remove our sins and our weaknesses.
让像我们像这个饼一样纯洁。
So that we can be as pure as this bread.
主啊，我们现在在你面前祈求。
Lord, we pray in front of you in this way.
愿你垂听。
May you hearken to our prayer.
愿一切荣耀颂赞归于你圣名。
May all the glory and praise be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We ask Deacon Lee and Deacon Chen to help break the bread.
现在唱诗啊，唱诗七十六首。
We sing hymn 76. Hymn 76.
Receive my sight, and now I am happy.
请负责人分饼。
请继续唱诗八十九首 ，Continue to sing hymn 89。Last verse.
How can I keep from rejoicing? Joy in my soul. The love of my Savior, eternity roll. His grace above the throne. His grace above. Sin abounded in my heart, His grace abounded more.
九十八首 ，Hymn 98。
瓶是用纯葡萄压制的葡萄汁。
This is grape juice from pure grape.
我们现在同心跪下祝谢。
Let's all kneel down and give thanks. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
感谢主你的带领。
Thank you, Lord, for your guidance.
让我们领了你的身体。
We have partaken your body.
我们是你身体的一部分。
We are part of your body.
求你的灵充满我们。
We ask your spirit to fill in us.
让我们信心兴旺。
So that we can, our faith can grow.
现在我们按照你的吩咐。
Now according to your instruction.
献上这瓶葡萄汁。
We offer up this bottle of grape juice.
求你圣灵运行。
We ask your Holy Spirit to move among us.
让这瓶葡萄汁灵化成为你的宝血。
So that this grape juice can spiritually transform into your precious blood.
让我们弟兄姐妹领受了之后。
So that after we have partaken.
有你的生命在我们里面。
We have your life within us.
让我们大发热心。
So that we can be zealous for you.
更爱你。
To love you more.
更广传福音。
And to preach the gospel.
在多伦多高举你的圣名。
So that we can raise up your name high in Toronto.
让更多人可以听到福音。
So that more people can know your gospel.
让他得到救恩。
And can receive your salvation.
主啊，我们献上祷告。
Lord, we pray to you in this way.
求你垂听成全。
Please listen to our prayer and fulfill it.
一切荣耀颂赞归于你的圣名。
May all the glory and praise be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen. 请陈执事跟李执事继续来唱诗101。
Sing him 101. Hymn 103. Come, O come, when Christ is calling, linger not in paths of sin. Server every tide upon
and the empty race begin. Calling now, calling now, hear the Savior calling now. Calling now, calling now, hear the Savior calling now. Oh, what love is from Sunday.
请负责人。
48.
Yeah.
last verse. Thank the Lord, we have also received the blood of Jesus.
最后我们结束之前唱305首。
Lastly, let's sing hymn 305.
305.
305.
领了圣餐，我们就要有所立志。
After we have received the Holy Communion, we have to make determination.
新的一年要信心要更进步。
In this new year, our faith must continue to grow.
要更爱主。
We have to love the Lord more.
305。
305。
我们站起来唱。
Seated.
们非常感谢主的恩典。
Thank the Lord for His wonderful grace.
今天我们领受了主的肉，主的宝血。
Today we have received the flesh and blood of Jesus.
主的生命再次燃点在我们的心中。
So the life of the Lord once again is rekindled in our heart.
今天领杯的人整整有200位弟兄姐妹。
And we have in total 200 brothers and sisters who have received the cup.
当然还有很多弟兄姐妹因为出了国 out of town 不在这边。没有来领到。
And of course, we have also have many brothers and sisters who are out of town and we are not here today.
我们在大部分的位置也已经坐满了。
So we see that we don't have a lot of spaces left among us.
怎么样迫切祷告。
So we have to pray fervently.
求神与我们同工。
We ask the Lord to work with us.
祝福多伦多教会新一年的圣工更兴旺。
To bless the Toronto Church so that we can bring more people here.
我们的信心更进步。
And our faith can grow.
也能够有寻找到合适的地方来分设教会。
So we can find a suitable place to expand our church.
因为教会是主的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
我们要爱教会。
We must love the church.
神就会爱我们。
If we love the church, God will love us.
教会兴旺，我们就兴旺。
If the church is prosperous, our life can also be prosperous.
最后我们要来求灵恩。
Lastly, we will pray for spiritual grace.
要接受按手的。可以到前面走到后面都可以。
If you wish to receive the laying of hands, please come forward or come to the aisles.
我们也请圣职人员协助按手。
We also ask the ministers to help our prayer.
我们也特别唱名为邵若丽姐妹来祷告。
We also particularly pray for Sister Rolly.
Julia. 她在两个礼拜就要临盘生产，约定好要开刀来剖腹生产。
She is scheduled to give birth.In 2 weeks,
她需要大大带导，求神带领，让过程都很顺利。
So we need to pray for her, and so we ask the Lord to guide the process so that everything can be smooth.
主必看顾。
The Lord will watch over.
现在同心一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.